You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. A close above 11,000 could trigger short covering rally in Nifty, and we ended tantalizingly close to closing above 11,000 today. All the stories from the first day of the trading week is what I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed a strong session despite muted global cues, which suggest that bulls are here to stay. The index not only reclaimed 10,900 levels, but closed just a shade below 11,000. Positive services PMI data, rise in rupee boosted the sentiment. The broader markets continued their outperformance for the fourth straight session in a row. Traction was seen in high beta names as both small and mid-cap indices outperformed the benchmark indices. The S&P BSE mid-cap index closed 2.01% higher, while the S&P BSE small cap index rose 3.1% compared to 1.05% rise in the Sensex. Technically, the S&P BSE Sensex closed above its 200 DMA, placed around 36,071, while Nifty 50 also climbed above its long-term average, placed at 10,863, which is positive news for the bulls. And the final tally on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex closed 378 points higher at 36,442, while the Nifty 50 added 123 points to end at 10,987. In terms of sectors, barring IT, which ended lower, strong buying was seen across all the other sectors such as auto, oil and gas, consumer durables, metals and realty being the top gainers, up between 2 and 3.1%. Experts attributed the gains to ease in tension around the geopolitical situation, which supported investor sentiment, but the broader market and non-Nifty 50 stocks have become the talking point, which outperformed benchmark indices for yet another day. Ashish Chaturmota, the head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "In the last 2 to 3 trading sessions, what we have observed is a clear up move coming in a lot of non-Nifty 50 names, which indicates that the rally is now broad-based. And if the rally sustains, then we are clearly poised for an up move towards 11,300 to 11,400 in the next few weeks. But once we see a sustainable move above 11,000, it could trigger short coverings in the market thanks to huge put writing seen around 11,000 to 11,200, unquote. Our own Kshitij Anand has a special interview lined up with Ashish Chaturmota that follows at the end of the podcast. So that's coming up in just a little while. As far as the stocks that made the news today, ITC shares rallied nearly 2% after a media report suggested that the company is likely to have hiked the price of 3 cigarette brands. Shares of Mishra Dhatu Nigam surged 10% after the company received order worth 475 crore rupees. Shares of Tata Motors was a whopper today, gained as much as 7% on the buzz of stake sale by the company in Jaguar Land Rover. Meanwhile, the company reported a weak set of sales numbers for the month of February 2019. The share price of Indian Hume Pipe Company surged 5% after the company received 3 letters of intent of 187 crore rupees, and Ceylon Exploration Technology rose 5% after the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas approved the proposal for grant of extension of 10 years with effect from the 13th of March 2020 for the entire contract area measuring 36 square kilometers of Bakrol field. So these were some stocks that made the news on Dalal Street today. Finally, as usual, we take a quick flight across the world. European markets have been trading, and they've been trading flat to positive as investors monitored various political developments across the globe. Over to Asia, Asian markets ended mixed as China slashed its growth rate to 6 to 6.5%. The Shanghai Composite rose 0.88% to 3,054.25, while Hang Seng Index ended flat at 28,961.6. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.44% to close at 21,726.28, while South Korea's Kospi shed 0.52% to close at 2,179.23. As promised earlier, this is the interview that Kshitij Anand did with Ashish Chaturmota, the head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. And here he is telling us about why non-Nifty names are the ones that we should be paying attention to. That's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Ashish Chaturmota, Head of Technical and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi, Kshitij.
Well, Ashish, it was a strong day for Indian markets, you know, as Nifty reclaimed not just 10,900, but in fact 10,950 as well. And, you know, it looks like we are on track to hit 11K and beyond in March series. What are your views?
Yes, clearly we are in a very, very strong up move. And if you reflect last time also, we mentioned that despite the sell-off or the cool-off in their wicks, we are somehow managing to sustain about 10,850, and despite a lot of, you know, border tensions, we didn't break 10,700, and that itself was a very good indication. We have seen a very strong rollovers into the March series, and if you look at last 6 months, we have been consolidating in a range between 11,100 on upside to 10,500 broadly. We are seeing a good uptick from 10,500 to 11,000 zone, but that uptick was supported with very, very few selective names. And but in last 2-3 trading sessions, what we have observed is a clear up move coming into a lot of your non-Nifty 50 stocks, and that indicates that the rally is now getting broad-based. And if this rally sustains, then I think we are clearly poised for a move towards 11,300 to 11,400 in the next couple of few weeks. But definitely once we see a sustainable move beyond 11,000, we are going to see a huge short covering rally in the market. And because if you look at the option data, clearly there is a huge writing at around 11,200. Mm-hmm. And once that level gets crossed over of 11,000, you will see these put writers coming for unwinding of their positions, and that can lead to a huge short covering in the market.
Perfect. I think that sounds great. In fact, as we are hoping for some big gains in March series as well. Now, relating to this, data, now I did some, research and suggest that 10 years data says that a bullish took control over D Street in 6 out of last 10 years. Do you think that bullish bias will continue and we could probably break 3 months losing streak?
Yes, it looks like so, because, after consolidation, whenever the breakout happens, it can be very strong in nature, because as I mentioned, almost 6 months of consolidation in this range, and now we are crossing, and we are yet to cross that resistance zone. But if you look at the rally which we are witnessing across the board, across, market, that indicates that once this, move sustains, then I think definitely this March series itself can see a gain of almost 200 to 300 points even from current levels. So I think there's a strong possibility March series can end up with a very strong positive note.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Ashish.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Quick recap of all that happened on Dalal Street today on the 5th of March 2019. All that we can expect over the course of tomorrow's trading day is what I bring to you on our other important exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. I will see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street and give you a few stock picks to choose from. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.